35 pharmaceutical companies gave money to political parties in India through the electoral bond scheme, which was recently banned by the Supreme Court, Election Commission data shows. Of these, at least 7 of them were under investigation for poor quality drugs when they made the purchases, according to analysis by 3 Indian news organisations, News Laundry, Scroll and The News Minute. Analysts say that such financing could allow pharmaceutical companies to have influence on government policy making. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government launched the electoral bond scheme in 2018. Rebecca Bunden, Mumbai.